You may be seated. I don't know how many of you have a bucket list out there, things you'd like to do before you check out. But one of the items that I've always had on my bucket list is to make a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. I've never done that before. I would like to walk on those stones that Jesus walked on and to see the rocks that he said would cry out, that indeed have cried out, to visit those places where he walked and indeed where God's kingdom took root in the world. I know there's always, you know, you watch the news and you always hear about political unrest or, you know, there's always a risk anytime you do something. But there's something still that is deep within me that calls me to go. To go. And I believe that in going, that I will encounter Christ in a new way. And that I'll be brought to a deeper place of knowing God. There's just this beckoning. And I believe this act of pilgrimage, this act of getting up and going is a natural desire that all of us share. God put that in us. He put a deep yearning within each one of us to journey to holy places, to get up and to go and to pay homage to something greater than ourselves, such as the act of pilgrimage. That word homage that we hear in the gospel reading is to worship, to go and to worship. But it begins with a willingness to be open, to listening for the Spirit. I wonder, how did the wise men end up in Bethlehem? Of all people, in all places. There has to be an openness. There has to be a willingness to seek and to find. Of course, there's always an element of risk. Anytime we do anything, there is always a reason to say, you know, let's be careful here. But you know, no risk, no reward. We step out in faith every day, not knowing exactly where we are going or where it will lead. But we know that it's important. We know that we must do it. We know that the journey that we're on is changing us, and that we will return home differently. It's in our DNA. God has planted it within us. We are pilgrim people on the journey of life. I mean, you all answered the call in the alarm clock this morning to get up and to come to church. You've made a mini pilgrimage today. You've gotten up, you've come here today, and you have to say, why are we here? Why have you come? You've come to this holy place to encounter the living God again, to hear His voice speaking to you again, and to leave this place different. And of course, we never leave here the same. Whenever you come, you are changed. No matter how good you thought the sermon was or wasn't, God is present to us here. We encounter Him here at this altar, and we are changed into His likeness and sent forth from here as new people. You know, the same is true, I find, when I attend a funeral. It's a mini pilgrimage of sorts. We go and we pay homage, we pay our respects, if you will, to a person who had an impact on our lives. And I always felt, not when I'm performing, but when I go to do funerals can be uncomfortable at times. you are encountering, you know, the finality of that moment. There's an uncertainty there. Yet there could be a reticence or a reluctance to go to a funeral, but there is something oftentimes down deep within us, calling us, beckoning us. We have to go. And we have to allow that moment, however uncomfortable it might be, impact us. And we're changed, we're reminded of who God is, and we're sent forth differently. From personal experience of, you know, my journey from the corporate business world into ministry was a huge pilgrimage of sorts. There was something down deep within me that was unsettling, was calling me beyond where I was to a new place. I didn't know exactly where that was or where it would lead. There was tremendous uncertainty about that. There was risk. Yet I had no other choice than to follow. My desire to seek God's plan for my life was meant more to me than what I had and what I was leaving. And it meant that I did have to let go of the things, the comfort of my familiar home, and be willing to embrace something bigger, something more exciting, something more abundant. And that's what I dared to risk by doing this, by walking out. And I've come to realize that making pilgrimage is not really about going just to a physical place, but really more about traveling to a new spiritual place in our hearts. Our hearts are yearning for more. And it's a journey of the heart. God is calling us to step out and to take risks and to grow. It's a challenge. It's also an opportunity. It's a spiritual journey, a pilgrimage of the heart. And that is our whole Christian life. And this is the archetype of the wise men that we read about today, who make their journey to Jesus. First of all, they were Gentiles. They did not inherit the promise of Israel as Israel knew it. They were called. God reached into their worlds, into their lives. They were of tremendous material wealth and power in their own regions. We can surmise that they were quite comfortable where they were. Yet we have to ask ourselves, you know, how is it that they ended up worshiping Jesus? I think they had certain characteristics about them that we need to be aware of. They certainly were seeking more. And in their seeking, I believe God spoke to them. And as God spoke to them, He propelled them on this journey. There's the guiding star that they followed. There is this sense that God was calling them to something bigger than themselves. They left the safety of their own kingdoms to embrace a very different kingdom, the kingdom of God. And you can imagine how different that kingdom looked. I mean, the juxtaposition of the humble, stable, musty, some shepherds and some sheep, dark, and poor Mary and Joseph and the baby. And here you have this entourage of magi rolling in with their finery on, bearing their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. There couldn't be any more juxtaposition between... I'm sure that Mary and Joseph were blown away when they saw all of the hoopla showing up. And the kings, high and mighty in their own worldly right, bowed down to the baby Jesus. And in so doing, in worshiping Jesus, everything was changed. Everything was turned upside down. And the angel spoke to them and warned them not to go back to Herod, and they went home a different way. You know, God is calling us to Himself, each one of us. He is beckoning us. He has called us. He has been speaking to us. We have to have ears to hear. We have to slow down, be open, pay attention, and be seekers after God. We have to be willing to leave our own kingdoms and be willing to embrace God's kingdom. We have to bring ourselves fully to Him, all that we have, all that we are, and bow down to Him and worship Him. God has got a wonderful, full life for each one of us. But we have to be willing to lay down our expectation, our understanding, and be willing to seek Him. It's in daily seeking after Him that God's plan for our lives is revealed. When we offer ourselves back, I believe this pilgrimage journey comes full circle. And all of a sudden we find our life in Him. We grow deeper and deeper in that relationship. And we're brought to that moment of epiphany. The spiritual journey is a journey of epiphany, a journey of knowing, a journey of deeper insight and growing in that life in Christ. We're told that the wise men returned home by another route. I'd like to think of it as we never go back the same way. Home is not where we've come from. Home is where God is. And that is where each of us, the journey that we're on is not where we've been, but where God is calling us. That is where our home is. That is where our life is. It's not going back to that place that may be familiar, but doesn't satisfy, doesn't provide, doesn't offer the life that God is offering us. In just a few moments, Wilson Jagumna is going to be baptized into Christ's body. And baptism is the beginning of that Christian pilgrimage that we are all on. It is that decision, that blessing of God's Holy Spirit that will set Wilson on a journey of encountering Jesus in a new and profound way each and every day. We will lift him up to God and we will pray that he will hear his voice speaking to him, that he will see God at work in the world around him, and that he will walk with him daily. And that is our journey, that we would hear, see, and walk with Jesus daily, one epiphany after another. As we enter this season that we call Epiphany, we begin a new year, and the kingdom of God has come near. Things are different. We begin again, changing lives, sharing Christ. It's an individual journey, but it's also a corporate journey, a communal journey, something that we do together here at the Church of the Good Shepherd. It's risky. It is risky, but it is exciting, and it is worth it. To dare to journey into the presence of God will change us, but it will bless us in ways that we could never, ever imagine. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Amen.